I mean, I hate to be so negative about it, but there's just no way especially my gang cases, certainly domestic violence, probably not with the, what is it, Jacko decision,
Jacko. Yeah.
And so that's what I'm up against. I am getting some where there's like alternative relief, adjustments and SIJs, getting offers on those too.
I'm seeing it in non-LPR cancellation cases, which are hard to prove to begin with. But I am having a very hard time convincing my clients. And mainly because they've had their employment authorization for years. And on the one hand, I mean, I get it from my client's perspective, because now they've been relying on this work permit. They've been working lawfully. My client, I call her Chips and Salsa because that's where she works. There's a restaurant in Dallas called Chips and Salsa. And so,
very explicit.
Yes, we refer to her as Chips and Salsa in my office. And she makes $12 an hour, and there's no way she's going to lose. I mean, there's no way she's going to win her cancellation case. Zero. Her only qualifying relative is her husband, who is young. I mean, and her only hardship is him, and he needs dental work, and his BMI is high.
Well,
that's it. That's it. There's nothing else. And she will not take my recommendation. And you know, she says, I'm sorry. I think I cannot live with myself. What if? What if the judge would grant? I was like, well, what if the judge doesn't grant?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to have a deportation order.
I get that a lot.
That's all I can do.
I would leave it in God's hands, but then the judge did explain to her, it's not in God's hands, actually, it's in mine. And the case law right now is against you. I mean, it's McCullough, and he was like, the case law is not good in your case. I'm just going to tell you that. So go back and talk to your attorney again, and eventually. So how many of your sex offenders and Interpol red flags have been offered prosecutorial discretion, Javier?
So let me talk about the other clients. So I have quite a few TPS holders,
sure.
Many of them with in absentia orders, mm. Old in absentia. And it has been relatively easy to reopen. And then under the new settlement agreement, just terminated, and they go to USCIS to adjust, right? And except for one client where I don't think that they did, the chief counsel dislikes him. They dislike me more. And it was rejected. It was rejected four times.
They just don't see your charm.
They do not see my charm. They don't come to these CLEs. That's the problem. And so just most recently, they approved it. I've gotten three or four 237A1H waivers approved, like one in within 3 days. I practice also in Houston. The 42B stipulating to relief, they're not doing that. I don't know why. And we have, these are strong cases, like the kid has severe autism and really needs his parents here. And they've been sitting on it for 5 months now. And those are the cases they really should be resolving right away.
Right.
and other ones are just stuck. I don't know why they're stuck. But this is really a time to go through your docket. And it shouldn't just be the easy cases. It should be cases that, you know, you can find something for them where dismissal will be a benefit. So I have a client who was put in proceedings and dijo, ya me cansé. He went back, right? And it was ordered removed, but, you know, no. We won on a Pereira, went to the BIA, we lost, it came back down. But it usually means if you leave in proceedings,
yeah,
I don't have to say it, but they agreed to dismiss it.
Wow.
To dismiss it.
Wow.
There was no order removed, so to dismiss it.
Oh,
nice.
So if you have clients who either consulted or saw you about in absentia orders and they have relief now, or there's some way that they'll be able to fix their status. Like my guy was looking at this in absentia, the one who left. Now he doesn't have. Now he's not subject to the 5-year bar. That's one thing you really have to be thinking about in terms of some of these stipulations to dismiss. If there's an in absentia order, if the person is consular, it won't be an issue if they're adjusting here. But if they're going to consular process, is the consular officer going to dig into the record and say, "Well, this removal order wasn't really dismissed because of lack of notice or reasonable cause for failing to appear, and therefore we're going to stick it to him or her with the 5-year bar." That's sort of a consideration you have to be doing for some of these cases.
Yeah, very good. I think also as you, dig into preparing cases, we have a case right now where there's good hardship for 42B, but there's all this negative stuff in our client's A file based on some prior contact with ICE.